Welcome back to Kill Them All. I'm Acerak, the undead wizard, and I have a very special guest for you today. But first, this episode is sponsored by Progressive. Get your mount insured, be it a steed, flying carpet, or magic broomstick. You can also get life insurance to fund assassins to send after whoever killed you. Enter the code Bloody Retribution to save 15% off the first year. We have a very special guest with us today. They are a beholder, a floating creature with a giant eye in a central orb. On the orb, there are several eye stalks, each with different properties. Also, there are razor-sharp teeth and a giant mouth. This is an extra special beholder, feared and respected by the denizens of Waterdeep. Here is Zushax the Xanathar.
You're welcome. Oh, this is a tremendous show, and I'm really a tremendous guest. The best people listen to this show.
Oh, I appreciate your optimism and your self-aggrandizement.
Those are some big words. I know the biggest words, but I use little words like big or hugely. It's good to use small words.
Yes, we can ping off of each other with your small words and my big words.
I can use big words, I just don't want to. I know all the best words.
I'm sure. Well, Xanathar, what's it like being the number one crime lord on the Sword Coast?
Oh, it's tremendous. I'm tremendous. Every day I wake up and check on my goldfish, Sigler. He's the best fish. Then I go and tell people what to do. They have questions for me and I answer them. I'm a real leader. Sometimes my people have dumb questions. When they do, I tell them that they're dumb. And I'm the smartest.
Yes, I've heard about your pet fish. How's he getting on these days?
Nothing but the best for him. I feed him steak. The greatest steaks. From a far-off place. I forget exactly where they're from, but it doesn't matter. The only place that matters is Waterdeep. The point is that the steak is tremendously expensive. That's how you know it's good. And he's an incredible tank. Crystal glass walls, real coral from the bottom of the ocean, real gold in the treasure chest in the bottom. People say to me, your goldfish in its tank are so beautiful. How can you afford to keep it so nice? And I tell them it's because I'm the smartest and best pet owner and the best at business.
Oh, tell us about your business endeavors.
I smartly brought in a drug called skooma from a distant place. Once again, it doesn't matter where it's come from, just that it's extremely expensive to ship it here. If I wasn't already rich, I couldn't do it. Trust me. No one can but me. But it doesn't matter to me. I'm rich. Anyway, these cat people are selling it at a tenth of the price that I sell here. People take skooma and they feel incredible. I think they feel the way I feel every day. Every tremendous day. I don't know. I've never tried it. I don't need it.
Oh, aren't you curious?
I'm not curious about anything because I know everything. I have it all figured out. Sell skooma, watch my fish, tell people what to do. I love my life.
Good for you. Tell me, how did you become the Xanathar, the crime lord of Waterdeep?
Well, before me, there was a big loser running this place. Another beholder, of course. But he had the weakest eye stalks. Puny. My eye stalks are so much bigger than his were. He tried to hit me with a disintegration ray from one of these loser eye stalks, but I hit him with a fabulous anti-magic cone, and then we started wrestling, which I'm great at. It's a little hard to wrestle when both of us are floating in the air, but I got him in a chokehold, and I started biting off his eyeballs one by one, and I was done with him. All that was left was that one wimpy eyeball, and then I fed that to my fish, Sigler.
Ah, beholder meat. Quite a delicacy, I'm told.
Not my meat. Nobody listening better think of eating my giant meat stalks. They are not shish kebabs. Don't even think about it.
Oh, I wasn't trying to imply that. I'm personally not able to eat.
No problem. No problem. You're a good guy.
What are your plans for the future?
I always have a plan. Right now, the plan is to kick out the Zentarims in Waterdeep. They call themselves the Black Network. Sounds like thugs to me.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Thanks. If I wasn't a crime lord, I'd be a comedian. I tell a joke and everyone laughs. Anyway, they're trying to muscle in on my territory. They sell skooma, but it's worse than mine. It's less tremendous. So I'm trying to get the Waterdeepian authorities to kick these losers out.
You've contacted the police in Waterdeep?
The police love me. I pay them the biggest bribes, and it barely makes a difference to me.
Don't you think that explaining your bribery on the air might threaten your operations?
No, because I'm the crime lord that everyone loves. When you're famous, they let you do it. Nobody wants to take me out, except for the beholders. And I kill all of them.
Well, if you say so, well, that's all the time we have for today.
Oh, thanks for having me on. It's truly been a riot, thanks to me.
Oh, yes, thank you. Honestly, listeners, I'm a bit frustrated. It was difficult to get a word in with that one. That's somebody with no small opinion of themselves. And yet, every villain I know, from the lowest hobgoblin to the greatest wizard, myself, we all enjoy a little vanity now and then. What's the point of putting in all this work if you can't enjoy where you brought yourself and how you did it? As we just saw, the Xanathar can appreciate that more than most. If you're new to being a villain and have relatively few accomplishments, I have good news. You can still have a high opinion of yourself and base it on absolutely nothing. Come on the air and shoot the breeze with me. Until next time, kill them all!
You know, Assy, I think that was the most tremendous episode ever. Bigly.